arrested the two leaders of Bitcoin. You heard about this? They got arrested supposedly for money laundering.
Basically, the Bitcoin was a big threat to the cabal, and this is what happened.
So that's the only reason that they got arrested, is yes. They're getting in their way. Okay. And so are you still holding the opinion that that's the better way to go right now, is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is an alternative. It will not be the backbone of the new financial system, but it's good to have such alternatives during the transition process, because it gives more power to the light forces during the transition.
Okay. And I had one person write in, and they just want to know, bottom line, do you feel that Putin is working for the light?
Okay, I will put it this way. He is a human being with his flaws, and I don't agree with everything he does, but he is supporting the agenda of the light forces right now.
Awesome. So you've never said that before. That's really big. I'm really glad to hear that. Thank you for that. And now, Cobra, do you have any alternative way for us to counter the information that's been coming out about the Chrome web browser? Did you hear about this? That has a speech recognition application. It basically records everything you say when you're around your computer, even when the program is turned off.
Do not use that browser. It's very simple.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Okay.
Yes, I would suggest Firefox. It's at this moment the safest browser concerning privacy.
I second that because it's the only one I'll use too. And a lot of the IT guys tell you the same thing. So, okay, now I do want to ask you some questions regarding Fulford.
Okay.
And I was wondering what you thought about this. He had mentioned that Pope Francis and Barack Obama signed a master agreement relating to gold located in Mindanao to be used to underwrite a massive campaign to end poverty and stop environmental destruction. Is this a sign of the changes within the Vatican or just more propaganda?
Basically, there is no gold in Mindanao that Fulford is talking about, and this so-called agreement is just a smokescreen.
Okay.
It is not valid.
And I mentioned once before that Blair is getting a really bad press right now. He's been exposed for his pedophilia. Can you give us an update? It's been a long time since we've talked about the royal family. And he mentioned that, you know, Queen Elizabeth is handing his duty, she's handing her duties over to Prince Charles. So I wanted to know what you felt were the implications of just that alone.
I would say that the positive Templars are quite active in Great Britain right now and working on exposing the royal family and the cabal members in British government.
Very cool. Now, I also saw him say that they're moving to legalize marijuana and that this will be kind of a snowball effect as far as cutting down the amount of money that's available to them. So are you agreeing that this is really truly going on all over the world? I mean, I saw some articles in Mexico as well as North Korea.
Yes, I agree completely with what he said about this.
Wow. Good God. I mean, can't get over it. Now, what is your feeling about Saudi Arabia? They apparently have been approached by the Mideastern countries, and they're being threatened that all of their ties will be cut off if they continue to support the United States cabal. Do you agree with that? Is there something like that going on?
You see, Saudi Arabia is now in the crossfire because it was supporting the cabal in the last few decades, and now suddenly have to shift alliances. And that process is not easy for hardcore cabalists in Saudi Arabia, but they have to do it. And it's their only way of surviving the next few months, one way or the other. So that's a big shift, a big turmoil in Saudi Arabia, because they have to cut off their ties with the Bushists, with the Illuminati, and they have to negotiate with the Eastern Alliance. And this is exactly what's happening right now.
Okay, and here's a comment I wanted to get your opinion on. It says, remember that the January 31st settlement date came last week, and if any major bank, such as J.P. Morgan, was unable to deliver physical gold, they will be given until mid-February to come up with it before they are liquidated. What do you think about this, number one? And number two, is that really true? Have they been given their sign? Do we have enough clout and power at this point to truly liquidate someone as big as J.P. Morgan?
It's a possibility. I would say that there is a certain time window between the 7th and 11th of February when certain things, certain big things can be triggered inside a global financial system. I cannot guarantee you that, but there is a certain operation of the life forces taking place that might result in drastic shifts in the planetary financial system in that time window. It's a possibility.
Wow.
We'll see how it works out.
So you're saying the 7th through the 11th?
Between the 7th and the 11th, there is a time window that something major may happen in the planetary financial system. I'm not speaking about the reset. I'm speaking about a certain event that could catch the attention of the masses.
Very cool. Now, you, one of the questions I had for you was, this is a little bit going off subject, but you, of course, know about the blood moons. And supposedly there's four of them in the years of 2014 and 2015. How does that play a part in all of this unfolding of the financial system collapse?
It's actually not just about the financial system collapse. It's about the whole process of planetary liberation or revelation of the new, of the beginning of the new cycle, the shift of the ages. And all those astrological movements actually trigger certain energies that can then trigger physical changes on this planet.
Can you tell the audience exactly what a blood moon is and why it's so powerful?
These are actually moons which usually happen around the spring or autumn equinox. And in this year and the next year, this year especially, they fall on very important Jewish festivals, which is a big omen for Jews. And the last time it happened was in the year 79, when the Romans destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. So this usually, from their perspective, it happens in the moment of historical significance. And of course, you know that the Cabal, the Illuminati, are obsessed with Jerusalem and the Jerusalem temple.
Yes.
So it is a big symbolic date for them as well.
And they're obsessed with this temple because?
They are obsessed with this temple because their lineage, the lineage of some major Illuminati priests, comes from the temple of from the temple in Jerusalem.
Now, getting back to the monetary situation, do you agree too that the United States will actually run out of money in February? I mean, regarding the cabal, that is.
I would not say running out of money, but running out of ways to maintain the illusion of the fiat financial system in a way that would be convincing enough for the whole situation to function as it did before.
Very cool. Very cool. Boy, we really have made a lot of progress. So, you know, it's kind of like, Cobra, all of this stuff's been working and going on behind the scenes. You and I have been covering it, trying to bring some awareness to people about it. But now it's just becoming very evident. Isn't it?
It's becoming more evident, yes. But there are stages that are coming in the future when things will be even much more evident than this.
Very exciting time to be alive. What is your opinion on Fulford's account of Angela Merkel? Apparently she had a skiing accident, and they said this was because she was suspected of being the head of the German Fourth Reich. Do you feel that that's true?
Yes, she has strong ties with the Cabal, that's true. And I have heard rumors that she was actually threatened on that. This was not just an accident.
Mm. Yeah, they do that skiing accident. I remember Sonny Bono. Do you remember that? Sonny
yes.
Bono, he had a skiing accident. And in the same week, Kennedy did, I believe.
Yes. They usually use ski accidents or airplane crashes. This is their favorite.
I mean, I'm not laughing. You know, that sounds terrible for me to laugh, but seriously. Okay, so now what is your feeling about one of the comments he made regarding the Zionists? It says they are now isolated and are being systematically removed in many countries in a process that's supposed to eventually lead to public arrest of all the top Zionist government leaders. And it mentions that it will be televised, which kind of sounded like what you had talked about before. Is this all?
Yes, this is going to happen at the event because Zionists are in major positions within the Cabal structure, and they will be arrested only when the event happens.
Wow. Okay, so this is all linking together. Man, okay, now what about his comment regarding the Washington, D.C. politician group? And he was saying that they're very aware of the underground bases and that they've all been taken over and that all the politicians are very scared about their future.
It's true.
And then I thought this was really awesome. He very much specified in a very detailed account of how to liberate the United States. And he said to occupy and nationalize the 12 Federal Reserve Bank branches, to audit the Senate and Congress and arrest all of those who have been bribed, replace the Supreme Court judges who allowed the fraudulent election of George Bush Jr., shut down the United States of America Corporation and restore the Republic, nationalize any bank that's been carrying out fraudulent derivatives trading, remove all military and agency personnel who've been bribed, write off all debts, public and private, and start rebuilding the U.S. with government-issue currency. Is that pretty much how you would define the new, the new prepare for change kind of society that we've all been looking for?
Actually, Fulford was describing one part of the plan for the event and appeared shortly after the event.
Okay. Well, so is Fulford working, is he fully on board, working with you and the resistance as well now?
We have communicated a few times. We are not cooperating very actively, but he has many interesting information sources.
Yes, this is true. Now, Cobra, here's something that I've stumbled upon. Do you agree that as of December 21st, 2012, when everybody was expecting the event to occur, was this basically due to the fact that the planet's surface was not a high enough vibration?
I said long before December 21st, everybody was expecting the ascension to happen and the first contact. And I said it's not going to happen at that time because the world was not ready. It is simply that everybody was not ready.
I agree. And also, do you feel that in order for people to withstand and go through the enlightenment ascension process, do you feel that it's absolutely imperative that all addictions be stopped, the eating of meat be stopped, that the full healing of the body be completed?
People need to understand that ascension is the transformation of consciousness. So the whole process needs to go through your consciousness. It is not something external. It's something that happens within you. It can, of course, be supported by advanced spiritual technologies, but the process needs to happen through you. And all the external changes, like change of eating habits, are just a consequence of inner spiritual transformation.
Thank
you. A side effect, you might say.
Thank you for that clarification, because people write me about that all the time. So, okay, Cobra, now you're in the hot seat, like you never have been before. What is your opinion of Keenan and Swiss Indo and China? I mean, there's just so much conflicting information going on out there. I've gotten quite a few emails from the people that follow Galactic Connection, and everybody's kind of scratching their head.
I would just suggest everybody use your discernment.
Well, do you also feel that, apparently the Swiss Nintendo Trust and the Quiche contracts are asking people to sign basically on the dotted line, and they're challenging that is another way of hijacking our sovereignty. Would you agree with that?
You don't need to sign anything if you don't want to. It's not something that you need to do.
I agree. Thank you. Now, here's some other questions. Can you clarify the difference between tachyon, orgon, scalar wave, and zero point?
Okay, these are four completely different things.
I know.
Tachyon energy or tachyon particles are actually particles that travel faster than light and are basis of the light transmission in the liberated universe. Zero point energy field is the energy field of the vacuum which transmits information through the quantum fluctuations. Orgon energy is just etheric prana chi flow that sustains the etheric plane. And the scalar technology is a standing wave technology which can transmit information or energy through standing waves. These are just short, brief descriptions. Of course, we could go deeper in this, but
yeah,
we don't have time.
But that's great. That's great because you're really clarifying it for people. Now, another question is, how many universes are out there? And according to how many there are, is there only one creator per universe, and who created the creator?
There is just one universe, which has many aspects, and there is just one creator. I would not even call that a creator. It is the one. Mm.
And do you feel that there is like a, you know, a prime creator of like sub levels within the universe? Because they talk about the seven sub universes.
I don't agree completely with the whole idea of the creator. Actually, the universe was manifested as a result of dynamic tension between two very strong opposing forces. And it's not a deliberate, it's not actually a conscious act of creation. It's a dynamic interaction between two forces.
Now, that kind of sounds like the Big Bang.
In a way, yes. The Big Bang is a very simplified description of one phase of that process.
Okay, so Cover, tell us a little bit about the underground bases. You said that they've definitely been cleared out, and you said that some of the light forces have moved in various areas. But what is going on with a lot of the rumors going around regarding the Hollow Earth? They're claiming that there's a hole in the Hollow Earth, and they actually showed a video, and I saw it, and you know where the light is coming out of this location, and it dates back to 1987, but supposedly now that location has been closed down. Do you agree with that?
Most of those videos, and there's a lot of disinformation in that area. Those videos are fake.
Wow. Even the one where it shows, like I don't even know how to describe it, an energy field that is coming out of the pole.
Most likely, yes, but I would need to see the video itself to definitely say, but the whole idea of the polar opening is a disinformation campaign.
Okay.
It is not like that.
Okay. Now, another person wrote in and said, Cobra wrote about rich people who get rich by their involvement with the cabal, and that this one might be fiercely against the light forces, that the resistance suggests general amnesty to those who are not involved in deeply inhumane criminal acts. In this case, is the Russian Chordokowski an example of amnesty?
It's a very fine line. People will need to decide that. It will be a consensus of humanity. Of course, those people will need to go through a trial. And if a combination of light forces and surface humanity agrees with an amnesty, that will be granted.
Okay.
But I would simply suggest not to people to go into revenge mode, because that will not solve anything.
Yeah, this is true. Well, and we don't want to lower ourselves to their vibrational level, do we?
Exactly. Now, of course, those people, even if they are granted amnesty, will not have access to any kind of power, never in their future on this planet. They're finished.
You know, this just popped in. Now, what is your feeling about the three major articles that just came out recently about the deaths of bankers? I believe one hung himself, one jumped out of a building, another one had a sudden death. Is this part of a cabal war?
Basically, those people mainly wanted to reveal the truth about gold price manipulation, and they were simply silenced by the cabal.
Okay. Well, there you go, everybody. We finally got that answer. Now, the other question I had, too, was there is an article out there that says that a university student has seen a planet heading this way, and there is a link. What is your opinion on that? I can read you a little bit. It says, the famous white planet that was discovered in the late 50s that Dr. Strange has said is real and is headed this way? According to Rob Potter, Dr. Frank Strange is the contactee of who met Valiant Thor from Venus, said that there is such an object that is benevolent and will eventually arrive here in the article.
There is no planet heading towards the Earth.
You sound disgusted, Cobra.
Well, I'm just repeating what I said many times before.
Yeah, I know. Okay, now regarding the Archons, people have this question. Just clarify this for us. If there are a whole bunch of Archons, are they actually splitting a reincarnation mission? Like, they want to have clarification as to how their incarnations work and how they receive their so-called contracts and missions. Is it like us?
They keep reincarnating into major bloodline families. in the positions of power.
Okay. And so, I mean, do they actually have some sort of contract like we do? I mean, it's pretty much the same, or are they just kind of being, you know?
Everybody has a contract.
Okay. Okay. And do you agree with Cameron Day that it isn't necessarily a contract that we chose?
It's a tricky situation because at some point you have to make a decision to get involved in the process to come here. But from that moment on, you were mainly forced to sign contracts.
Yes.
So you have to cancel out all the contracts, including the original decision that got you involved in the whole process.
And it makes so much more sense when you look at, what are they saying, like 95% of all families are completely dysfunctional?
Yes.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yes.
Oh, so here's a good question for you. This individual said, I've heard a lot about the cabal promoting satanic symbols through the media and music and the award ceremonies like the Grammys, that they are actually large-scale rituals. Could Cobra give a technical explanation of how this gives them energy and how that energy is used?
One aspect of this, they use those symbols to reinforce the deeper mind programming of their mind control victims, to reinforce the control over the system. And number two is to use those symbols to influence the subconsciousness of the masses, to program them in a way that they will obey the orders of the cabal. So this is how they use it.
And wasn't the Wizard of Oz like a really, you know, wasn't that consistently used in this mind control?
Yeah, this is one big example of it.
Yeah. So, Cobra, I have a question for you. What is your opinion of the seat of the soul being in the solar plexus versus the heart? So, like, coming from the heart or coming from the seat of the soul, which do you feel is more significant?
The seat of the soul as being in the solar plexus comes from old Chinese spiritual traditions. And this is a certain phase that people go through, and then they progress to the heart. And the next phase is integrating all the chakras. So you have all the chakras and all the energy vortex is completely active and completely fluid and transparent.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for that. That's really good. And Cobra, everybody wants to know, including me, did you graduate with honors?
Pardon?
Did you graduate with honors? People are blown away by how much you know. And
This is not coming from formal education. This is coming from my contact with who I am, and my remembrance of my source, my origin.
Okay, well, that answers some questions. And, Cobra, we're starting to tie up the hour, but I really want your opinion on the video, and I know you already saw it. There was a video that was put out, I think it was from another country, I think it was Portuguese, and they were comparing your take on Ison versus Tolex. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to comment on that? Because that had a lot of information there. It flew all over the Internet. There was a great deal of discussion about it.
Well, the only thing I can say, I have already stated my perspective on Ison, and people can interpret this any way they want.
Did you feel that, you know, some of the comments that were made were even possible? For example, they were saying that it actually had a magnetic field of radiation around it, and it was in a cage, but it was cloaked.
You see, people have a problem because my perspective on the comment is not the same as Tolik has, and they want to reconcile that that fact. But what I'm saying, the comet Ison was just a regular comet, and there is no spaceship inside, outside, or anywhere near it in a way that would be anyhow significant. The comet was important to awaken the masses to the reality of existence of the space beyond this planet. And the other fact is there are spaceships all over the place, in all kinds of orbits, around this planet, in the solar system, and they are not limited to any cometary orbit. They are everywhere.
Okay. And you don't feel? Do you feel that this one had any kind of connection with the Hopi prophecy of the blue comet? Or
This is not yet the blue star Kachina of the Hopi prophecy.
Wow. So it hasn't even come yet.
Okay. Not yet.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're getting to the top of the hour, but I wanted to see if you had any other. I noticed you put up a pretty cool blog today. I was kind of freaked out when I saw Cobra Beyond the Veil. I thought you might have just beamed up to your ship and taken off. But did you have anything you wanted to share with everybody before we go?
Yes. I had my, after many decades, I had my experience being beyond the veil. It's a very liberating experience that showed me practically, confirmed the information, the intel I received from the resistance about what's going on out there. And yes, we're going to be free.
That's awesome. When did this happen?
This happened about 1 week ago.
Good for you. I can't wait till I experience the same thing.
You see, after the event, all this will become possible more and more for people, because everybody deserves to be able to freely travel throughout, not only to near space, but beyond. To be, for us, for every citizen of this planet to become a cosmic citizen. This is a very important aspect of dissolving the quarantine status of this planet.
Very cool. And in fact, please make sure you check out his blog, because he talks about these stratospheric balloons that we can all create to create more cracks in the matrix. So let's do it, folks.
Yes, it's not that difficult. It's not that expensive. You know, people are a little bit impatient about the event. There is something that they can do in the meantime.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you, Cobra, as usual, for the update for January. And we'll see you in about a month. And do you expect March to be a really positive month for us?
Things are going to accelerate from now on, so it's going to be very, very interesting.
Cool. Well, you guys heard it directly from Cobra. Hang on to your hats and stay tuned. And what we definitely need from everybody listening to this interview is stay out of fear. No more fear. We don't have time for fear. We are powerful. We need to unite like the Cabal has already done for how many years, Cobra?
one thing they learned is they need to cooperate to survive, and we need to cooperate to win.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. I'm going to put that on my website. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to galacticconnection.com. If you have any questions, drop me a line. And for those of you that are checking out the implant removal, it is at the top of the blog. And Cobra, I just want to thank you, and we all love you, and thanks for everything you do for the light.
And everybody, thanks for listening, and the victory of the light is here.
Yes, victory to the light. Yoo-hoo! Bye.